It's good to be back here with you all.
我很高兴今天又回来这里。
Sorry, I have to be a little bit shorter today.
对不起，我今天要矮了一点。
It's not really. I didn't strain my back carrying very heavy things. Just our baby.
可是我并不是就说要拿很重东西，就是因为我的孩子。
Just picked him up and then put him down and then just.Bad technique, and then just.
我就是把它提起来，又把它放下之后，就不小心闪了腰。
So not young anymore.
我也不是年轻了。
So very happy to be back here with you all.
我今天很高兴可以回来这里。
And I hope that you have your Bibles as well to open to our passage for today in Galatians.
希望大家有你们自己的圣经，请翻到加拉太书。
I'm realizing that you know working with my back, I know what I'm supposed to do with my back, but I don't always do it.
现在就是因为我这个腰痛，我知道我应该要怎么小心，但是我就是没有常常注意。
And so sometimes I need those reminders of the proper way to lift baby.
所以有时候我真的要提醒我自己要怎么样，要小心的抱起我的小孩。
And that's frequently the way it is for life as well, is that we need those reminders.
但是就是我们的人生也是这样，我们常常需要一些提醒。
So Galatians chapter 2, 15 through 21, this is one of those reminders for all of us.
所以这是加拉太书第二章15节到21节，真是对我们很好的提醒。
My brother-in-law, he was taking, many years ago, he took a course where he got to visit the hospital, and we went along with medical students, and they visited parts of the hospital.
我姐姐的先生呢，就是以前他拿了一个课，然后他是去跟那个医学院学生一起上课，然后他去那个医院去参观一下。
There was an elderly doctor there who was teaching all the medical students, and he was very frustrated.
有一个很老的医生，他在教那个医学院的学生，然后他就是有点沮丧。
He kept saying like, "Oh, I just know one of you is going to kill somebody. I just know it."
我觉得我知道，我知道，我知道你们其中一个一定又会把人搞死了。
And one of the things he was worried about is when doctors give patients oxygen.
他有怕怕的，就是说，如果说医生给那个病人氧气。
And if it's a young, inexperienced doctor and the patient needs oxygen, he may give the patient 100% oxygen, so all oxygen, nothing else.
如果没有什么经验的医生，如果他就是要给那个病人氧气，他如果说没有经验，他会给他所有是100% 的氧气。
Maybe if he started out with some oxygen, some carbon dioxide, but then sees, oh, the patient's not breathing well, so give more oxygen, more oxygen.
如果说他开始要先给病人一些二氧化碳，有一些氧气，都看到病人没有呼吸，他就说给他多点氧气，多点氧气。
But actually, what happens is our body needs that carbon dioxide as a trigger to cause us to breathe.
其实事实上就是说，我们的身体其实是需要那个二氧化碳，这个二氧化碳是要帮助我们来吸多点氧气。
And so the doctor, well-meaning, gives him lots and lots of oxygen, and then the patient actually stops breathing.
所以虽然说这医生是好心，就一直给他很多很多氧气，但是反而会害了病人。
So the old doctor who was teaching, he's like, oh, I just know one of you is going to kill somebody doing this.
所以老医生就说，哎，我就知道你，我就想说，我很怕你们以后就是会这样子的害病人死掉了。
The reality is that all of us we need these reminders to keep us breathing, to keep us going.
就说其实这事实上是我们每一个人都是希望这个借这个提醒，让我们要一直走下去，也一直呼吸。
It's very easy to be filled with all sorts of good things in our life, very blessed, just like 100% oxygen.
就是在其实，在我们人生中，这很容易，我们一直得到神的祝福，然后就好像我们拿到100%的氧气。
And then we stop breathing, we stop growing in Christ.
然后，但是我们在我们的灵命生活里呢，我们就没有继续呼吸，我们也没有在基督里成长。
So this passage, at least for me, has been a good reminder. Need to keep breathing, need to keep growing.
所以这个经文就是说，对我自己很好的提醒，就是我要一直要成长，要一直呼吸。
So three sections from these verses today from 15 through 21.
所以有从十五节到二十一节有三个部分。
Firstly is that we are justified by faith.
第一个，我们是因信来称义。
It doesn't depend on our good works, on how hard we work.
这个因信称义并不在乎我们工作能我们的工作多努力。
Secondly, is that we need to repent of our sins.
第二个呢，我们就是要在我们的罪，我们来悔改。
We want to rebuild what we have destroyed.
我们要重新建造我们所拆毁的。
Lastly, we live for Christ.
最后一个是我们要为基督而活。
Through Christ, we have died to sin, and so now we have a new life in Him. We need to work hard and live for Him.
借由主耶稣基督，我们已向罪来死亡。我们现在有
We have new life in Christ.
我们在主耶稣有新的生活，新的生命。
So this is all stuff that for long-time Christians, this should all be familiar. Very, we all know this.
对老的基督徒来说，这些其实都是一个就是很熟悉了，我们都应该知道。
Just like we all know how to breathe.
就像我们根本大家都知道怎么呼吸。
Just like we all know how we're supposed to lift, how we're supposed to
survive. 就像我们知道怎么样提起东西来。
But we need these reminders.
但是我们需要这些提醒。
A reminder to come back to what is most important in life and what God teaches us is what it means to be, to have a successful life.
我们要这个提醒就是说要神要教我们怎么样生活让我们知道有个很成功有果实的生命
Firstly is repent, that we need to be just, we are justified by faith
第一个我们是因信称义
So let's review again verses 15 through 16 Yep, just what's on the screen Let's read this together again
所以请念15节到16节一起
我们生来乃是特别人不是外邦的罪人既知道人称义不是因行律法乃是因信耶稣基督连我们也信了耶稣基督使我们因信基督称义不因行律法称义因为凡有血气的没有一人因行律法称义
The bit about we are Gentiles versus Jews, so we're Jews and then not like the Gentiles, kind of you can think of that as sort of like church background versus no church background.
我这里圣经上有说外邦人跟犹太人，那我们这个我们可以想象就是说，可以讲说在我们现在可以讲说是我们是有些人他们有教会的背景，有些是没有教会的背景。
Or you can think in terms of we who have been long-time Christians versus people who are new Christians.
也可以讲说，如果是我们是老的基督徒，还有新的基督徒。
So it's kind of like that. Yeah, that's good. So it's kind of like there's a church culture.
现在就好像就打个比喻，就好像就是一个教会中有教会的文化。
And in the church of that time, that there were people that knew this church culture and could do all the right actions, wear the right clothes, wash their hands in the right way, and then there were other people who were new Christians and didn't know all that stuff.
所以就说就好像那个时代，就好像就说这个教堂还有教堂文化，他们要知道穿什么样。的衣服要怎么样的洗手，但是老基督徒知道，新基督徒不知道。
And so you can see in your own Bibles, you can look at the first part of chapter 2.
但所以你他这里在第二章首先之前他也有讲。
In fact, even Peter, who was one of the famous apostles, who was a disciple of Christ, even Peter was going wrong in this.
就是在这点上呢，连保罗呢都已经有跌倒了。虽然说他是一个很有名的使徒了。
He used to hang out to spend time to eat together with these new Christians who did not know the culture.
他之前呢就常常就是跟这个新基督吃饭，而这些基督徒是并不太了解教堂的文化。
But there were a few people within the church that started saying, "Oh, we." They talk differently from the rest of us. They dress differently. They come from a different background, and so we don't like them so much, and we separate from them.
但是后来在教堂有些老基督徒，他说这些新人他不懂我们的文化，他也讲话有些不一样，他没有我们的背景，所以我们要跟他分隔。
And Peter was afraid of those people, and so he stopped eating together with these new Christians.
所以那个彼得呢，这圣经上说基法，他就是有点怕这些老基督徒，所以他就开始跟这些新基督徒。
Even Barnabas, who was known as the son of encouragement and a really good guy who always welcomed new people, even Barnabas joined with Peter.
就连巴拿巴呢，他也跌倒，就是说巴拿巴他是一个他是会很会鼓励人的一个人。
And so Paul, in the first part of chapter 2, he says he stood up in front of Peter, in front of everybody else, and said to his face, and said he's wrong.
就说所以这个第二章首先在这里就说呢，这个保罗呢，他就在那个彼得在大家面前就跟彼得当面说你错了。
Because Peter, what he was doing was looking at the outward appearance.
但是彼得在这里呢，他其实他是看的外表。
Instead of seeing the heart as God sees.
所以，但是他没有看到人的内心，就好像是神看我们的内心。
And you know, this is one of those things that's very easy for us to forget. We know, of course, yeah, you know, God looks at everybody equally, but it's easy for us to forget.
我们大家都知道神看每个人都是一样，但是对我们来说就是很容易忘记的。
Many years ago in my old church in the U.S., it was a very small church.
很久以前呢，我在美国的一个教堂是小小的教堂。
Actually, it was about the same size as our church here, maybe even a little smaller.
就是比这个教堂还小。
And our youth group, we had a few teenagers, a very few, but we had a really good youth group. We liked
them. 我们有青少年班，有很少人，但是是我们感情很好。
One of our teenage girls, who was not a Christian, but she faithfully came to church every week.
有一个女孩子呢，她不是基督徒，但是她每个礼拜都来上教堂。
And I remember one time we had a retreat, and during the retreat, some of the parents came and talked to us, the youth workers.
有一次呢，我们有个退休会，然后他们有些爸爸妈妈来跟我们这些同工讲话。
They were very concerned about their children.
他们就是有点担心，他们对小孩有点担心。
Do you know that you have a young lady in your midst who has purple hair?
所以你们知不知道你们在你们组小组里面呢有一个小女孩她是有紫色的头发
She had dyed her hair, right? She
她已经有那个染发
And so they were very concerned about this
他们就有点担心
Like, I don't know if I want my child to be together with this young lady who has purple hair
她说我不晓得我不太希望我的小孩子要跟这个紫色头发的女孩子在一起
So we kind of reassured them and said, well, we, you know, we within the Sunday school, we want to keep the focus on God and God's word, right?
但是我们也不晓得怎么说，因为我们在主日学的时候，我们想希望我们只要就是专注在神的话语上。
But that can sometimes be a little unsettling when we see something different like that.
但是有时候对我们来说，心里就是不太舒服，我们就看到有一些不同样的东西。
Quite recently at another church here in Vancouver, they had an outreach event for the young people.
最近呢，在温哥华教堂有一个对外就是那个也是。宣道的那个聚会
And again, a number of parents very concerned.
那有些父母他们又有点担心起来
They came to the pastor and said, Do you know that there are some teenagers in the parking lot smoking?
他们就跟那个牧师说你知道有没有看到一些青少年在那个停车场抽烟
Very concerned.
他们很担心
All right, so these things obviously now I would not want to smoke. I would not want my child to smoke.、Right?
这些事情当然就是我不要抽烟我也不要我小孩抽烟
That's because I know it's bad for our bodies.
但我知道对我们健康不太好。
But how do I look at other people?
但是我们要怎么样来看这些人
This is exactly what the problem that Peter and Barnabas and the early church, what they had.
这些就是这是彼得跟巴拿巴在那个早期教会他们所有的问题。
They saw a lot of young Christians, new Christians that did not know the culture or the background or the right way to do things.
他们有看到一些新的基督徒他们不太了解教堂的文化也不太知道真要怎么样做才是正确的。
Just uncomfortable, a little bit afraid.
但他们这些新基督徒，他们就是不太舒服，也有点怕怕。
So they did not even want to eat together with them.
对不起，是那些旧基督徒，他们就不舒服，也有点怕怕，所以他们不愿意就是跟新的基督徒一起吃饭。
And so here Paul gives us a reminder, and he stood up in front of everybody and said to Peter, and also said this reminder. He said that God looks at the heart, and so we are not justified by our actions, by what we do.
所以保罗现在就是说他就在当面就是指责彼得，就跟他说，我们是因信称义，而不是因我们的律法称义。
Why am I righteous?
为什么我是公义的
Why would God consider me righteous?
为什么神觉得我是公义
Is it because I don't have purple hair?
是因为我没有染发吗
Is it because I don't smoke?
是我没有抽烟吗
Am I considered righteous because I have a PhD?
我公义是因为我有什么博士吗
Is it because I have a successful job or a nice house or even a nice family?
是因为我有一个成功的工作家庭还有房子吗
Is it because I help the poor people and I do good for those in need?
还是因为说我帮助穷人，然后也帮助有需要的人。
Is it because I never swear? I never say anything bad?
是因为我从来没有就是说诅咒的话，然后说不好的话吗
Now, ？All of these things are things that we ought to be doing, right?
这些事其实就是我们本来就应当要做的。
I mean, of course, if I want to glorify God, I want to serve Him. I want to be holy in everything that I do.
但就是说我要服侍神我就需要圣洁
But the reason why God considers me righteous
但是神知道觉得我神认为我公义的原因
It's not because of any of these things
不是因为这些事
It's only because of Jesus' grace
只是因为耶稣基督的恩典
Because Jesus died for my sins
因为耶稣基督为我罪而死
And so that's the great equalizer
所以这就是、
makes everybody at the same level
这个就是说、这个是非常对每一个人来说都是非常的公平很平等的
Yeah, that whether I am a successful CEO or whether I'm a homeless person on the street
不管我是、在街上的游民或者是很成功的老板
The only way that I can be considered righteous before God is through the grace of Jesus
唯一在神面前 能称得公义就是因为我们要他是要靠着耶稣基督
In fact, oftentimes in church, we kind of get、very proud because of what we, our position in the church.
常常有时候在教堂，我们就有点骄傲，因为我们在教堂的地位。
Don't you know who I am?
你知道我是谁
？Right, I've been a Sunday school teacher for so many years.
我是那个主日学老师很多年了。
I'm an usher.
我是那个
usher.I know of many, apparently in many churches I've heard horror stories of ushers like being very proud. I don't know why.
我就觉得我有常听我就叫司会。是有点骄傲。
Yeah, it should actually be a very a humble like servant position because you're here to help people and guide them.
其实这实在是一个非常谦卑的职位，因为你这里是带领人，就是维持教堂秩序这样。
I've experienced this myself. I used to be the sound guy, the PA guy.
所以我也是有这种经验。我以前呢是在做音响。帮忙在教堂音响。
And I felt I have the power at my fingertips.
我就说我有我在我的手中间呢有很多能力的。
If I don't like the speaker, I can just turn him down.
我如果不喜欢这个人讲到，我就把他转小声了。
Right, so I thought, wow, I have this power. I don't even need to listen to the sermon because I'm in control.
我就觉得我有这个力量，我都不愿意听讲到，我就有这个力，我就能控制。
Now, obviously, serving in church is a good thing.
其实，在教堂服事是非常好的一件事。
But it's not.Not something that we take pride in.
但是并不是一些值得骄傲的事。
God actually doesn't need our service.
神完全是不需要我们的服务的。
So often, especially in our Chinese churches, we need you, we need you, the church needs you.
常常在中国就是这样，就说我们需要你，我们需要你。
Actually, God doesn't need us.
其实神不需要我们。
God could do all of this himself.
神可以自己做这些所有的工的。
He could spread the gospel on his own.
神可以自己来传扬福音的。
Much better than we can.
他可以做得比我们更好。
Actually, it's we who need God.
其实是我们需要神。
We are the ones who need to serve God.
我们需要服侍神。
As we serve, we experience what it means to follow God and to trust in Him.
但是当我们服事的中间，我们就是能经历到怎么样信任神来服事神。
As we serve in church and experience interpersonal conflict in the church.
当我们在跟别人一起服事呢，我们来也经历过一些人跟人之间的摩擦。
We can also experience God's peace and God's healing.
我们也可以经历神的医治跟神的平安。
Actually, it's not a, oh, I have to serve, I have to.
这并不是说，哎呀，我实在是我必须要服事。
It's a, I get to serve. Ooh, let me serve.
哦，其实要应该讲说啊，我终于可以服侍，让我来服侍吧。
I want to grow in Christ. I want to know God more. Let me serve.
我想要在基督成长，我想要认识神更多，所以让我来服侍。
And so this is also why when we who have served in the church for a long, long time, this is we say, oh, thanks be to God, I have this privilege of serving Him.
所以当我们在教堂服侍很久了，我们就说感谢神，让我有这个恩典呢，做特权啊，来服侍神。
And this is the heart that God looks at. He looks at our attitude.
所以神其实看我们的内心，看我们的态度。
First Samuel 16, you can turn it.
可以，请翻到撒母耳记第一章第十六节。
First Samuel
十六章，撒母耳记上第十六章。
Yep. First Samuel 16, verse 7.
第七节。
And this is when God is choosing David to be the next king of Israel.
这个故事呢，是神拣选大卫作为以色列的王。
1 Samuel 16:7. And at verse 7, Samuel, the priest, who is coming to the first son, the oldest son, brother of David.
这里呢，前面他实际上是讲说，神叫撒母耳去找这个以色列的王呢，他首先就去那个。 大卫的哥哥,
and actually David was the youngest son, not the oldest.
大卫是最小的儿子，不是最老最大的儿子。
Yeah. So on chapter 16, verse 7, maybe we can read this together.
所以请大家念，一起念第七节。耶和华对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不赏人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。”
Yeah. So in fact, that oldest son Eliab was not to be the king.
其实那个就是他的大儿子，并不是王，不是神拣选。
And God puts this, reminds us all of this, that sometimes we look at the outward appearance of people.
其实神这是对我们一个提醒，有时候我们就是看人的外貌。
But God knows the heart.
但是神知道我们的内心。
And when we pass by people on the street, it's very easy for us to make a quick judgment of them.
当我们就是有时候就是在路上看经过一些人，我们就会很多很快的论断这个人。
But God knows their story.
但是神知道他们的故事。
And God knows their heart.
神知道他们的心。
God also knows our heart, that oftentimes we are rebellious and proud.
神也知道其实我们内心常常就是反叛，也是很骄傲。
So we must remember we are justified, we are made righteous only by faith in Jesus.
所以我们需要就是记得就是说我们是因信称义。
Secondly, we need to repent of our sins.
第二，我们是要让我们的罪来悔改。
Back in Galatians, let's continue with verses 17 and 18.
第十七节和十七节十八节，回到加拉太书。
Let's read this together, shall we?
请一起念。我们若求在基督里称义，这人就是罪人。难道基督知道人犯罪吗？断乎不是。 我出来做开会的，若重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的人。我因律法，就像律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。我。
17 and 18, this is really saying, I mean, basically, when we come to Christ, when we become Christians, very important part of it is I need to say I'm a sinner.
当我们, 变成基督徒，最重要的一件事就是说，你要承认自己是罪人。
So we say confession and then repentance, those two things.
我们要说，第一是认罪，第二个是悔改。
What's the difference? Confession means acknowledging, agreeing with God that yes, indeed, I am a sinner.
认罪就是同意神说，是的，我是一个罪人。
And the repentance means changing course, turning, changing direction.
悔改就是要
I was heading in a certain direction where I was boss of myself and I was heading towards sin, and now I'm going to change and head towards God.
我原本的方向是向着罪行，然后以我自己做主，但是我现在要转方向，以神做主。
So, I mean, again, for us who have been Christians, this is kind of obvious, right?
这其实对我们已经是基督徒人觉得很明显。
But again, just like oxygen, just like with our back, these are things that we tend to forget.
但是就像我们呼吸，也像我们我的背，像我们就是常常忘记这些。
When we share the gospel with other people, we need to remember this as well. Very easy to tell people, oh, come to know Jesus because he will bless you, he will give you peace. Which is true.
其实是真的,
but that's incomplete, not the whole story.
但是这不是不完全的福音。
In the US, there's a thing called the prosperity gospel. A lot of the mega churches do this.
在美国有很多那种超级大的教会, 然后他就是就是人，他就要很繁华这样子，就是很有钱。
Some of the super big, I mean, I'm talking like 40,000-50,000 member churches.
他就说有四五万人的那个大教会，说你来信他，你就很有钱。
And the reason why they're so big is because, of course, everybody likes the message like that, right? Oh, you know, all I need to do is come to church, maybe give my offering to the church, and then God will bless me, and I'll be rich and famous.
这当然大家都喜欢上这种教堂。我如果说我来上这个教堂，我给教堂奉献，那神就来祝福我，也给我很多钱。
But the gospel,
没有名声,
but the true gospel says, I also need to repent.
但是真正的福音就是说，其实我们需要悔改。
I need to change my lifestyle, my way of living.
我需要对我生活方式来完全来改变。
I need to examine myself and see where I have wandered astray from God's standard.
我们要检查自己，我们有没有就是跟神的那个标准来抵触，或是跑，就是弯走走了。
We talked about this before, where God's standard is like the bullseye in the middle of a target, and then even if you're off by a little bit, you're still off from the bullseye. So nobody like really feels comfortable with this. It's a very hard thing to hear and to accept to say that I have done wrong.
其实这对每个人来说就是很难听得进去，很难承认说我犯罪了。
In fact, especially in a Western culture, it seems like you know, in Canada we like affirming everybody, tolerance, everybody's okay.
其实在加拿大的文化社会特别觉得特别困难，因为这里就说，我们大家要来就是彼此接受每一个人，然后就是要来证明你就是可以说批准你这个生活。
So in fact, when God says that we need to repent, then it's not a very comfortable thing to hear.
其实当时神跟我们说我们要悔改，其实不容易听进去的。Verse
17 here says, does that mean that Jesus is up there in heaven looking down on all of us and saying, oh, you're a sinner, oh, you're a sinner, oh, you've fallen short?
就是说在十七节，其实你们这念头，其实你们是想说，主耶稣就在天堂上，就是说指责说，哦，你这个错，这个错，那个错。
We think of him kind of like the stereotypical Chinese dad.
我们就想说他好像就是一个中国的 daddy.
Right. And the child comes home, brings home a test that got a 98%.
如果是小孩子回来考98分,
and of course, what does the daddy say?
那爸爸会说什么?
What happened to the 2%?
那另外2分在哪里?
Right, so we think of God in the same way.
所以我们常常就是把神想跟那个很严格的爸爸一样。
He puts this burden, this weight of guilt on us.
他就神把这个犯罪的重担在我们身上。
He's always reminding us of our sin.
他永远就是提醒我们的犯罪。
So verse 17 here says, no, it's not like that.
就是17节说并不是像这样。
It's not like God is punitive, is giving us guilt.
并不是神加给我们的罪，或者是就是想要指责我们的罪。
Our sin is weighty, is enormous, this is true.
我们的罪是非常的沉重。
But we are not the ones that bear it.
但是并不是我们来承担这个罪。
God took the burden of sin, of our sin, and put it on Jesus.
神把我们这个罪的重担放在主耶稣基督身上。
And so now when we come to God and before the throne of God, God sees the sacrifice that Jesus paid for us, and now we are considered righteous.
所以当我们来到神的宝座前，神看到主耶稣基督为我们担当的罪。
Yeah. How do I confess my sins before God and before other people?
所以那我要怎么样承认我的罪在神的面前，然后在别人的面前？
In verse 18, it continues.
18节他继续讲,
it says how I do this is by rebuilding what I have formerly torn down.
我要怎么承认的罪，就是我以前拆毁的，我就重新建造。
So the things is the place where I need to focus my efforts.
所以这是我呢要怎么样注意的我的那个专注来要怎样重新建造呢？
Where the good things, the good deeds that I want to do,
这是什么, 好的事我要做的呢?
Are especially in the places where I have formerly torn down.
我要做这些好事就是更要祈祷我以前亲手自己拆毁的。
What harm have I done to myself and to other people and to God?
我以前对我自己所造成什么伤害，对别人造什么伤害，对神有什么伤害？
That's where I need to rebuild now.
这是我现在需要重新建造。
And so, you know, none of us are perfect.
我们没有一个人是完美。
especially when it comes to those closest to us.
更尤其是对于我们就是最接近的人呢，并不是完全完美。
It's easy to do good for strangers.
是对那个陌生人做好是很容易。
I can just write a check, right? World Vision, whatever, just go, right?
我可以写一张支票给他们。
I mean, this is good. We need to be doing that, right?
我们其实就是可以捐钱给这些慈善机构。
But even more, I need to rebuild where I have destroyed it.
但是比较重要就是我需要重新建造我以前所拆毁的。
Have I hurt my loved ones?
我以前有伤害过我爱的人吗？
My family.
我的家庭。
That's where I need to rebuild.
这就是我需要重新建造。
And as I rebuild, it's not to undo what I did before.
当我重新建造，并不是就说我要不做了我之前做的事。
It's not like if I've been yelling at my wife for years and years and years, and then one day I bring her flowers. Everything's better now, right?
并不就是说我以前我一直对我老婆大吼大叫，我现在不做这些大吼大叫，我就给她花。
It's not like that makes everything that wipes the slate clean or undoes what I did before.
这并不是就是把我以前所造成的伤害呢，把它抹去的。
But the reason why I rebuild this is actually to verify, to affirm, to proclaim that yes, indeed, what I did before was wrong.
当我重新见到比较重要就是说，我是要宣扬就是说我之前所做的其实是错的。
And we know when other people have hurt us.
当别人知道我的经验
，even afterwards, if they start to be nice to you afterwards. So if somebody else hurts you, and then after they change and they want to be nice to you.
Oh, okay. 如果某某人他之前伤害过你，但他现在又变成对你很好。
Yeah.You still don't really believe them.、Right?
你真的不太相信他。
And even after years and years, they're nice to you. It's kind of like, are they going to explode again?
那但是说他们就对你好了几年，你会想说啊，他是哪天还要爆发起来
？And still, we think back our memories of the past hurt, and like, you know, it doesn't really make up for that.
但是就是说，我们常常就会是记得说我们之前所受到的伤害，就是说你现在对我好，并不能补足你之前对我的不好。
But it is helpful to know, it's reassuring to know when they say, yes, I was wrong, when they admit that they were wrong.
但是对你来说呢，你是有得到一种比较平安的确据，就是说他们承认说他们之前所犯的错，对我们的错。
Okay, so now we flip it around when we are the ones who have hurt others.
所以我们现在反过来就是说，当我们是那个伤害别人的人。
There's nothing we can do to undo that, to make everything just white and clean again.
所以我们其实不能做任何事情呢，把以前我们所做的过犯一笔抹清的。
But when we try to rebuild, what we are saying is, yes, what I did in the past was wrong. I admit I was wrong.
但是我们所要，当我们要重新建造的时候，我们是要跟被我们伤害的人说。对不起，我以前所做的错。
Ultimately, the only person who can wipe away all of that and make it completely pure and clean is God.
其实最主要，唯一可以一笔抹清之前的过错，让一切都能纯洁跟洁白的是神。
The Catholics have this concept called penance, P-E-N-A-N-C-E.
所以就是那个天主教徒他们有一种就是习惯，他们叫就是修行，要辛苦的修行。
And so their idea is, well, if you sinned this big of a sin, then you just need to like say these prayers this many times, say 200 times, and then everything will be okay.
对，如果说你犯的罪是这么大，你就要说这个祷告文说100次，所以你的罪就会被弥补。
And a bigger sin means a bigger payment that you have to work harder.
所以你的犯罪越大，你付的那个要为苦修行，修行要越多。
And that's totally contrary to what the Bible says.
这完全是跟我们的圣经所讲的是相反的。
The Bible says, no matter how hard I work, I cannot undo the pain that I've caused in the past.
圣经上说，不管让我再怎么努力的去做，我实在是没有办法将我以前所造的伤害来抹去的。
Only God can forgive and wipe everything clean again.
唯一有神可以原谅，然后把一切伤害来抹去。
I invite you to turn with me to Psalm 130.
我请大家翻到诗篇130篇。
Psalm 130. Actually, it's a very beautiful song, Psalm, and it's only 8 verses long. It's fairly short, so maybe we can read the whole thing together.
请大家一起念这130篇，总共有8节，一起念8节。
Yeah, actually, verses 3 and 4 are the most important, but we can read the whole thing.
Okay, 3跟4很重要，但是我们全部念。耶和华，我从深渊向上头高叫，主啊，求你听我的声音。愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音，
主耶和华，你要求他的律令，谁能站得住呢？但在你的赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。我的心等候主，圣女守夜的等候天亮，圣女守夜的等候天亮。以色列，你当仰望耶和华，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩，他必救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。
Such a beautiful song.
这个是很美的诗篇。
This is one of the song of ascent, a song that the Israelites would sing on their way to Jerusalem to worship God.
这个是一个就是当以色列人他们要到耶路撒冷去敬拜神，他们是爬爬爬爬上去，他们所唱的诗歌。
So next week when you're coming to church, you can use one of these songs too.
所以当然下一拜你们来上教堂上面可以唱这个，看这个讲这个诗歌。
Verses 3 and 4.
第三第四节。
If you Lord kept a record of sins, who could stand?
主啊，你若鉴察罪孽，谁能站得住呢？
If God were to keep a record of all the ways that I have hurt other people and that I have sinned against Him, actually, I am no better than the homeless person on the street.
如果神呢，要把我对所有的人以前所造成的伤害一笔一笔计算的话，我根本就是跟一些游民什么什么，就是没有什么两样，没有比他们好。
This is why we are justified by faith alone and not by our righteous deeds.
这是为什么我们是唯一就是因信称义，而不是因为我们的功来称义。
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
这里有说，在你有赦免之恩，是要叫人敬畏你。
But God is the one who can wipe our hearts clean and can also heal those hurts that we have caused.
神是唯一可以来来弥补我们所有所造的所有的错，也能来洗净我们心里所有的罪。
And that's the reason why we repent of our sins and why we rebuild where we have formerly torn down.
这也是为什么我们要来悔改，也要来建造我们之前所拆毁的。
It's also our way of asking God for forgiveness.
这也是我们的用跟神来寻求神的赦免的方法。
Lastly, as we live for Christ, let's continue back to verses 19. We'll start with 19 and then read to verse 21.
请回到那个加拉太书第十九节。
Let's read this again.
我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。我已经与基督同定十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。我不会掉神的恩，因若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
As Christians, every day, every morning, we need to remind ourselves.
当个基督徒，我们每天早上都是要提醒我们自己。
Remind ourselves. This verse reminds ourselves. Remember, say to myself, I have died. I am alive.
要每天早上跟自己说，我已死了，但是我现在已经活了。
I have died to myself and died to sin. Now I am alive to Christ.
我已经向罪而死，然后我现在在主里而活。
I need to remember this. I need to remind myself. My old way of living is gone. Is in the past. It's dead.
像要提醒我自己说，我之前以前的生活生活的习惯已经过去了。
That's a symbolism of baptism when we get baptized.
这就好像说我们受浸礼。
And so baptism has two steps. You go down under the water, right?
So 受浸礼有两个步骤，一个是你被浸到水里。
Hopefully the pastor doesn't let you go and then brings you back up, right?
然后再希望就是牧师把你带起来。
Yeah. And so the going down and the coming up both have their symbolism.
所以就是。你受浸下去再起来是有个有个意义。
So the going down represents death, represents being buried together with Christ.
像你被浸下去呢，就代表说死亡，就说
You're buried with Christ.
对，你是跟主耶稣一同死。
Yeah, so just like when you take a bath or a shower, you wash away the old crud, all the old.
就好像你洗澡的时候，把你就是一些肮脏给洗掉。
And so we are buried together with Christ. That also is a reminder to us to say, okay, all of those old bad habits that I have, those are washed away, those are gone, those are dead.
我们跟神同死，然后我们就被提醒说，我们之前不好的习惯、不好的都已经就是过去了。
When I come back up out of the water,
但是我在水，在受浸水被提起来以后
，There's this new life that I now live for Jesus.
就好像我现在在耶稣基督里有新的生命。
Now, especially for guys, I think for men, we tend to think in terms of heroic acts.
但是就好像其实，尤其是对男生，我们常常讲说，我们想要有什么英雄的行为。
Just like if I say, "Oh, I love my wifey."
就好像说我爱我的老婆。
So how am I going to show I love her?
我要怎么把我的爱给她看？
If there's a bad guy who's pointing a gun at her, I will throw myself in front of her.
Right? Careful. 如果有一个人要那个枪指着我老婆，我就要让我的肉身挡住这个子弹。
And then, you know, with my dying breath, I will tell her I love her.
然后我最后一口气，我要跟我老婆说我爱她。
So, which is nice. That's a good sentiment, right?
但是听起来蛮不错的。
But what she needs from me right now is for me to live, right?
但是老婆真正需要是她每天。
And to live and continue to take care of her and to love her and to serve her.
老婆真正需要就是要她活命，然后要继续来爱老婆，要服侍老婆。
Even. Yes. Yes. She's the one who always takes care of me. Even more so with God.
但是就是说，就在神，我们在基督里就更要这样。
We say we love God.
我们说。
That's not just about one single act of dying for God.
就并不就是叫有一个就是说我为神死。
It's much more important that we live every day that we are alive, that we live for Jesus.
比较重要就是我们每一天我们活着，我们是为着主耶稣基督而活。
The reason why I live and act and breathe and go to work and go to school, the reason why I do all these things is because of Jesus.
我活着的原因，我工作去上学去呼吸是因为我要为主耶稣基督而活。
Every decision that I make, every thought that I take, every word that I speak, I need to first think about, would this please Jesus?
每一个决定，每一个思想，每一个我所讲的话，我首先要想说，我这样子是得神喜悦的吗？
This is what it means to live for Him.
这就是要怎么样为主而活的意义。
Living in Jesus, a new life in Jesus also means that Jesus lives through me.
在耶稣基督的新生命也是等于就是说耶稣基督在我里面活着
means that he gives me strength
就代表说他给我能力
it's a very high standard that God sets for us
这个神给我们的标准是非常高的
but God equips us and gives us his strength
但是神同样的也给我们他的力量
he's the one who enables us to lead a holy life
他能帮助我们，让我们过着一个得胜圣洁的生活。
And we've said before our experience now with having a small baby at home. His baby is now 9, almost 10 months old.
我们的经验是，我们的小孩现在是快要十个月。
It has really shown us our breaking point.
这其实是。How? 让我们快要抓狂。
Yeah, funny enough, really like, but it's very easy for us to be holy people, like good people and gentle and gracious when everything's smooth, right?
当每件事都很平安无事，我们就是很温柔、很圣洁这样。
And like between the two of us, we can be very lovey and all that when we're free.
但是我们现在反正如果没有什么小孩的捆绑，我们就是可以。
but it's our character is proven through the stressful times.
但是当这个压力最大的时候呢，我们的性格，我们的个性呢就可以显现。
Both of us are a little bit foggy right now because baby last night was really like.
今天两天没睡。
Yeah.
两天没有睡好。
Yeah.
Baby 的一点到四点不睡。
他现在看出来好像小天使，but oh. 真的。 So this is really. And then it's in those stressful times at 4 in the morning when there's no sleep and we're both tired and hurting and baby's still screaming. And then that's the time when it's tested, do we really believe God and do we really honor Him? But praise be to God, He lives through us and He gives us strength.
但是感谢神, 祂, 啊, 经, 我们经由祂活着, 然后祂给我们力量,
He is the reason why we can be here today, and He is the reason why we can continue to love each other and to love baby.
神是我们可以彼此相爱要爱我们小孩的, 原因。
One more passage for you. Turn with me to Ephesians 2.
请翻到以弗所书,
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章,
Ephesians 2, and then we'll close with this passage.
我们第二章第八到第九节, 以弗所书,
八到十,
八到十。
We are saved not through the good things that we do. So we have nothing to boast about. Actually, Jeremiah says the only thing we can boast in is God, that we know God.
对,耶利米说只要我一直夸就是因为就是神。
It is by grace we've been saved.
因为就是神的恩,我们得救本乎恩。
But does that mean that once we are saved, that we have Jesus, now I can just sit back and relax, I don't need to do anything?
这就是,难道说我们现在得救了,得到神的恩典,我们就可以什么都不做了吗?
No, because it says we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
其实这里圣经上说,不是的,是因为我们在基督里所造是要做他的工作。
God has good stuff for us to be doing.
神有美好的事来,让你来做。
The word translated as works in the New Testament has a connotation of fruit, of bearing results.
在这里神的工作在新约这里翻译它其实原文它的意思就是说有好的果实。
It's not just about working really hard and getting really tired.
并不就是说你要工作很努力然后就变得很累。
It's about we work and we see a result. There's a product.
而是就是说我们工作但是有工作有好的果实。
Indeed, as we work in obedience to God, the product, the result of our work will last for eternity.
就是说我们 顺服神的工来做我们的工作的果实是永恒的。
Isn't that something worth working for?
这是不是很值得做呢?
All the things in this life that we work so hard for,
我们在这个人生中我们努力工作所有的事情,
very fleeting, very temporary,
是非常短暂的。
We work hard to get that promotion at work.
我们工作很努力啊,要升职。
And then a few years later, we get laid off, just like that.
然后这几年后我们又被裁员。
What was the point of all that?
我们做这些工作是努力要做什么?
We study so hard to get our degree or certificate.
我们工作很努力拿到一个证明,学业证明。
We graduate, no jobs.
我们毕业后找不到工作。
What's the point of all that hard work?
我们所有的努力是做什么的呢?
Even we work so hard to earn money for our children, for our family.
我们工作很努力要替我们的小孩来赚钱。
We give them lots of money, we give them the best house, we fly over, we move over here to Canada to give them a nice place to live.
我们移民来加拿大,给小孩好的环境,好的房子。
Send them to the very most expensive, best school.
送他们去最贵的学校。
Then they grow up and they're spoiled.
他们长大后,他们就
They're ungrateful.
他们就不感谢。
And they take things for granted.
他们就是,
No, sorry.
Yes. Yeah. 所以应当的, 对,
so again, what's the point of all our hard work?
所以我们这些努力是为了什么呢? 没什么。
But on the other hand, when we work for God,
但是另外如果说我们努力是为了神,
when we live for God,
我们活着是为了神,
all of these things, whether it's our career or our education or even our family, we do this according to God's will and according to His principles, and it lasts forever, for eternity.
但我们所这些努力, 是按照神的标准, 啊, 神的律法来做的话呢, 我们就, 我们的工作, 我们的小孩, 我们的那家庭, 是永, 会是永, 有, 永恒的价值的。
When we submit our career beneath, underneath God's authority,
我们如果以我们, 把我们的工作来交给神,
then our career can be something that is serving others, that is helping people.
然后我们的工作就是可以 来服侍别人。
When we, the way that we parent, the way that we teach our children is underneath God's authority.
当我们要教导小孩也是按照神的标准。
God works through us and He can change our children's lives as well.
神要借由我们能改变我们小孩的生命。
And the fruit lasts for eternity.
然后这个果实是有永恒的价值。
These are things that we all know already.
这些事情我们都知道。
About how we are saved by faith and not through our works.
叫我们得救本乎恩,
about how we need to repent of our sins.
要我们要怎么样来, 悔改认罪,
and rebuild what we've broken down for.
我们要重新建造我们以前所毁坏的,
how we need to remember we are dead to sin and have a new life in Christ.
要我们怎么知道我们是在罪而死,然后在主耶稣基督而活,
we know all this. We know
我们都知道这些,
but just like breathing oxygen,
但是好像就是呼吸,
just like making sure that you use your back properly.
就好像知道说你真的要好好的要怎么样,
use your back.
用你的好好用你的背部。
So in the same way, we need to be reminded of God's truth.
所以我们实在是要, 来提醒我们自己神的真理。
May God bless you. Let's bow and pray.
愿神祝福你, 来祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God,
亲爱的主耶稣,
we thank you, Lord, for saving us.
我们感谢你, 你拯救我。
Actually, we do not deserve your salvation.
我们实在是不配你的救恩。
We confess before you the many ways that we have fallen short of your standard.
我们承认很多时候我们就已经做得不及你的标准。
We have hurt ourselves.
我们伤害自己。
We have hurt our loved ones, our family.
我们伤害我们爱的人家人。
We have slandered your name, brought shame to your name before people.
我们就是有侮辱神你的名。
And we have sinned against you.
我们也是在你里面犯罪。
But we thank you, for your grace is sufficient for us.
我们感谢你, 因为你的恩典够我们用。
We thank you because of you, Jesus, your sacrifice for us on the cross. You did not deserve to die, you were sinless.
你不配得死,
we are the ones who deserve to be on that cross because of the many ways we have sinned.
我们是配得上十字架,
because of your death, now we have hope and now we have forgiveness of sins.
因为你的死, 我们有希望, 我们有,
and you offer this to us as a free gift, nothing we can earn.
但是你给我们这些是, 白白完, 白白的礼物, 是, 并不是我们能, 能来, 能工作来得来的。
And so we receive it with gratitude.
所以我们接受你这个恩典, 我们来感恩的心接受你的恩典。
And we want to live a new life in you, Jesus.
我们想要在, 主耶稣基督里面活新生命。
Just as you came back from the dead on the third day.
就好像你第三日复活。
We want to dedicate our whole life to you.
我们要把我们所有的, 生命, 人生, 来交托给你。
Our schooling,
我们的学校,
our career,
我们的工作,
and especially our family. We dedicate this to you. Please also work through us. Give us strength.
借,
we want to be holy as you are holy.
我们要圣洁,
transform us from the inside out.
来将我们, 焕然一新, 从里到外, 焕然一新。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.